With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Slowest sports day of the year, huh? Not here in Houston, but because it is regarded as the slowest sports day of the year, we're throwing out random takes at the start of each segment. Figgy Fig, give the people something.
I think teachers should be paid as much as doctors.
What?
It's a hot take right there.
Well, I agree with they should be paid more. I don't want the medical industry to go down the drain because everybody's like, I ain't going to school for 12 years.
That's your take.
I'll be a teacher.
My mom was a teacher for a very, very long time. One teacher of the year.
I love your mom.
Yeah, they are.
They are underappreciated, but are they that underappreciated? 713-572.
My wife is a school director.
4610 to get in.
We had them. We should have stepped on their throat the other night and cut their throat, okay? It's not, let's make a few shots and win. It's step on their throat and let's take it back to Houston and end it in six. And we'll pick up a few Tillmanisms along the way in the next few years.
That's a ticked off Tillman Fertitta after the Rockets season ended at the hands of the Golden State Warriors without Kevin Durant. How influential is Tillman Fertitta in Houston sports? And does he make the list of John Lopez's top 10 most influential people in H-Town sports? We'll get to that list in just a second. Then after that, we're also going to get to the 10 most uniquely Houston things, courtesy of the OG. But lay out this list for him, for the people, John Lopez. And before you do that, hike your leg all over Greg Rajan of the Houston Chronicle.
Not all over, just a little bit of a trickle. Greg Rajan picked up where Dale Robertson left off.
Rajan. He gets so mad about that.
I know, it's Rajan. So Dale Robertson, whose name I know I pronounced correctly, did this for years, and Greg picked it up, like just the Houston 10. And it's kind of a weird definition. It can be influential, popular, powerful, whatever you want to say. And his from 10 to 1 was Dana Holgorsen, Simone Biles, Alex Bregman, Kelvin Sampson, Mike D'Antoni, Bill O'Brien, Deshaun Watson, Jeff Luno, Daryl Morey, James Harden, Chris Paul, and the Rockets as one. And
what? He put three people as one?
Four. And then four things. And then Cal McNair is the number one most topping the list of the Houston 10. I had a problem with some of these things. Foremost on my list, I had number 10, Daryl Morey. I dropped him significantly, but he still deserves to be on the list, and he deserves a spot by himself because he's the one making the deals. He's the one that brought in and then let go, you know, Carmelo, and is doing all this, trying to swing all these trades right now, unsuccessfully so far. So he needs to drop because he's kind of been emasculated a little bit.
He's been what?
Emasculated a little bit by Tillman Fertitta. They're all kind of looking, afraid of their shadows over there right now because of Tillman's strength, is what I feel. Number nine is Alex Bregman. For obvious reasons.
Baseball Messiah.
He's Alex Bregman. I put Cal McNair from one all the way down to eight. Still powerful, but a lot to still be seen from him. He made the call, which was bold, on Brian Gain, but let's see how this plays out. Seven, Bill O'Brien, head coach of your Texans. Come on, he deserves to be on the list. Six, James Harden, because I think James Harden by himself deserves to be number six because top 10, top three players in the NBA have more power than general managers, and he can dictate whatever he wants right now. Five, Tillman Fertitta, because he got to watch. He has to sign off on everything. Four, Jeff Luno, Astros. We know what he's doing. Three, J.J. Watt, who stunningly was not even on the Houston 10 that Rajan did. J.J. Watt can get anything done in this town. He's more popular. He can run for mayor and win mayor. Two, Jamie Roots was not on the list as well, and this is a very important, and I'm standing by it. We're talking about bidding for the World Cup.
You were getting killed for Jamie Roots on this list, but I like your case. I think Jamie Roots at least belongs in the top 10. I don't know if I'd put him at two.
Yeah, I put him at two.
But I'll put him on the list.
For this reason, Lone Star Sports and Entertainment, Texas Bowl, the kickoff classics that we're going to have coming up, the World Cup bid they're going to be involved. It's the freaking World Cup that they're bidding on. all these Copa America games that they have, all the Houston, you know, they're involved with the Houston Sports Authority, which is doing the Hall of Fame and all that. Jamie Rutz is a very, very, I think, the second most powerful guy in Houston.
He's a powerful guy with the most powerful organization in town, mm-hmm. the Texans.
And number one, Deshaun Watson. Come on. Quarterback. It's a franchise quarterback for the football team in Texas. That guy can get stuff done.
Jamie Rutz, though. He has the Texans, and then he has expanding sports in the whole city in planning events. So I can see that.
That's my corrected Rajan list.
Can I give you my issue with your list?
Yes.
Or my issues with your list?
Yeah.
I don't think Tillman Fertitta even belongs on the list, honestly. And I'm not. That's
he's rattling
not
cages over there, man.
He's rattling cages, but he's really not doing anything. He's like at this point, and I don't want to be disrespectful with the analogy, but it's like a dog that barks a lot, but really hasn't done much. Like under
all
his
bark,
watch,
no bite.
Well, I don't want to say that because I'm not saying he hasn't tried to bite. And a lot of times when you make moves, it's not necessarily you know in your control because Jimmy Butler can decide he wants to go somewhere else, but. He's been the Rockets owner for 2 years. They really haven't done anything. They haven't made any changes. And Cal McNair needs to be ahead of Tillman Fertitta because Cal McNair has made more of an impact on the Texans than Tillman Fertitta has with the Rockets. He wasn't here when any of those significant moves were made.
I just need to see more out of him.
But, I mean, Cal McNair fired Brian Gaine.
Yeah.
I mean, last second, he fired Brian Gaine. And there's a new structure there because of Cal McNair. So I think as far as impacting pro sports, I think you got to put Cal McNair up there. Now, on the other hand, Tillman Fertitta does stuff at U of H, but, I mean, okay. I mean, is that more impactful than
he does.
J.J. Watt?
It's not. Well, I know. That's why I think J.J. Watt needs to be up there.
I mean, Tillman has, let's be honest, there's going to be a time where Tillman's swinging a big sword. I just mm-hmm. don't think he's done it yet.
I just think he's changed the dynamic of for two organizations, if you include the Houston, University of Houston. All right. So it got me to thinking, what about just, you know, because that one's kind of indefinable, the Houston 10 that he did and that I corrected. What about just 10 random things in Houston?
10 random things in Houston.
Indefinable.
Non-sports.
Yeah. And y'all can chime in as you want. 713-572-4610. Just 10. Here's my Houston 10. Random Houston things that make us us, I'll put it that way. All right? Number 10, I call it stunt driving. Like, basically, you know, you see the little Civic coming 130 miles drifting around you. That's the, I'm talking about the real fast cars that just zipping through traffic. Then the drifting cars.
Swanging?
Then the because they're texting or whatever, they're drifting.
No, are you talking about swanging?
No. Actually, just like
driving real fast.
Driving real fast.
That's a Houston thing?
It makes Houston Houston is what I'm saying. It's not only a Houston thing.
You put that ahead of swanging?
I got a list. Well, define swanging.
Figgy, define swanging. Just let him know.
So, to me, my knowledge of swanging is kind of going in and out of lanes.
Yes.
Slow.
Yes. No, not slow, fast. Fast. Also, the drifting is just like from texting and stuff. And then another example is all the lost loads on Houston. I mean, it's incredible how many things fall on our streets. So that's number 10, stunt driving, and you have to dodge them, basically. And those gators, you know, whenever they call them gators, truckers call them gators, when the rubber falls off a tire and it's in the middle of a lane, like a whole chunk of rubber falls off.
I feel like I see that everywhere.
Makes Houston more than anywhere else. So that's 10. Number 9, the be someone sign. The be someone sign has to be on the Houston 10 of random things. Number 8, this is, I'm pulling, it's four things in one, but you'll catch my drift. Barbecues, pools, beach, and lake. That's what we do, man. If you live in Houston, you're going to be doing that probably just about every weekend.
Whether I'm hanging out in the backyard at the pool, barbecuing.
Yep. That stuff. Number 7, pickup trucks. Pickup trucks.
What?
Figgy, you're
I
not,
agree with that,
you're not
man.
In your head. Just look in any parking lot. There are more pickup trucks in Houston than cars in any parking lot.
That's Texas.
It's Houston.
That's Texas.
Well, okay, it might be Texas, but I'm saying this is a Houston thing. This all 10 things, this is a Houston thing. All right? Number 6, Mexican food. Yes, I know they have Mexican food in other places, but Houston is so into, we've been talking about it, you know, the Mexican food here. Number five, Buffalo Bayou / jogging, biking, you know, exercising outdoors. Buffalo Bayou would be one. Number four, parades and festivals. Man, Houston knows how to do parades and festivals. We got July 4th. We've got the art car. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. Parades and festivals, number four. Number three, helping others in crisis. Harvey, floods, you know, helping people, neighbors and all that. So it just seems like Houston does that more than anybody. Number two, the rodeo. Houston rodeo is number two. That makes us us. And number one is air conditioning.
Air conditioning?
Houston lives with AC. People die without AC in Houston. Cars, obviously, you know, you got to have the thermostat down. Number one is AC. AC is what makes Houston, Houston. Why are you not shaking your head?
Revisit that list again.
Stunt driving, the Be Someone sign, barbecues, pool, beach, lake.
I'm getting texts about this list, how bad this list
this
is.
This is the best list you've ever heard.
This might be the worst Houston list. That you're disappointing me.
No.
I thought he was about to say lean,
yeah.
Elbows,
lean, slaps, screwed up music. Screwed up music.
Chopped and screwed, you're talking about?
Weather, yep. Like weather.
Well, I didn't want to make it all negative. Like, I was going to say flooding,
the
traffic.
Rodeo. Maybe the rodeo could make the list.
The rodeo was on the list. Pay attention. It was number two.
The rodeo was. You lost me as soon as you put stunt driving and stuff falling out of trucks.
That's part of stunt driving. Were you not listening at all?
Reset the list.
Stunt driving. The Be Someone sign. Barbecues, pools, beach, lake. Pickup trucks. Mexican food. Buffalo Bayou / exercising outside. Parades and festivals. Helping others, as in like during storms and such. Rodeo and air conditioning.
People are mad at you for not mentioning DJ Screw and screwed up music.
Oh, people, you mean you?
No, I mean, look at the text line.
Let me open the text line.
Look at the text line. You're getting hammered here. The OG
I don't
is,
see.
OG
I literally don't see DJ Screw on the text line.
He's
like
there.
You just made that up.
He's there.
Where?
He's on the list. I'm telling you.
Somebody said Mattress Mac, and I did ask for help.
Yeah, where's Mattress Mac at?
I'm down with that one. I'm cool with that.
You missed NASA? You didn't even mention space.
NASA's overrated now.
But it's part of Houston.
They don't do, but nobody does that anyway. But that's like a tourist attraction. I'm saying like, okay, I mean, sure, whatever. Let's see. find DJ Screw. I'll give you $100.
$100?
Find it.
Okay. I got you. We got you. We got you. He better mention DJ Screw and Purple Drink.
Where?
That is 0855. $100.
That's your number.
No, 0855. My last four is 3296. 0855.
But you're like, everybody's saying DJ Screw.
All right. Well, I won't make you pay the $100. We'll just call it even. We'll just call it even on the Figgy Super Bowl gift. And you can't bring that up anymore.
What's that?
We'll just
the money you owe me?
We'll call it even.
Oh, how's that calling it even? That was real money I paid.
No, it wasn't. It's from our gift card.
Shoot.
It was not from a gift card. It was from our gift card.
Okay, sure. It was from our gift card.
No, because you owe me $100 now, so I'm technically up $50.
No, you're not.
DJ Screw, right there, 0855.
That's your number.
That ain't mine. Mine's 3296. I'll go Mike Jones and give away my number.
Mattress Mac, I'll give you.
Swish Your House got to be on there. Screwed up music.
That's fine. Houston rap.
Screwed up music. Swanging over trick driving. They only do swanging in Houston. That's it.
You sure?
Yeah, that's it. Swanging is only a Houston thing.
Houston, stunt driving is a Houston
thing.
That's
everywhere, though.
Not like Houston.
Where you drive crazy?
I think you're misinterpreting the list. The list is like what makes Houston Houston.
Yeah.
It's the whole list.
Oh, swanging, you got to put Mattress Mac on there.
Bunch of people just texted DJ Screw just so I would lose.
Yeah, I'll split y'all with that money. Shout out to the Loopholes. Loopholes always looking out for us. Do you think Houston barbecue's overrated?
See, I think
I only bring this up because I don't even think there's really a pride thing when it comes to Houston barbecue. Barbecue in Texas is good as it is, but you have like Lockhart, which is the barbecue capital, Austin, all that. Like, I don't even think people would get that pissed off about it.
I'm going to be a total snob.
Deontay brought it up.
Who? Oh, Foreman?
Yeah, he brought it up, and he said it's better in Austin. Who's going to argue that?
Look, I'm going to be completely honest.
I make the best barbecue.
No, here we go.
We know where this is coming.
No.
By the way, did you see my girl take that OG sauce?
Yeah, she stole it from you.
She stole it from me. She covered a whole damn meal in it.
Okay, here's my snob take. I think restaurant purchased barbecue in general. Not all. There's always some outliers. There's some real good places in Austin. Elgin, I love. You know, San Antonio has a couple of good places. Houston has a couple of good places.
You ever gone to Lockhart?
Lockhart has great places.
Lockhart has like three of the top five.
Giddings has a really good barbecue restaurant. So I'm not saying all. What I'm saying, restaurant barbecue in general is not nearly as good as like a good backyard. Someone who knows what he's doing. You know what I mean?
There's not a lot of foods where I'm posting up for an hour to eat.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. Like, there's a lot of people that post up. Like, have you ever seen the line at the Breakfast Club downtown?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
That's worth it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's worth it, yeah.
I've never gone. I just always drive by it, and I just see it. What's so good about it?
The chicken and waffles. Everything in there good.
Yeah?
All right, I might have to go there this weekend. What time they open? Is the line already open? Bucky's is Houston, people say.
It didn't start in Houston, I don't think, did it? The dude's an Aggie. I think it started outside of College Station.
No, it started in Lake Jackson.
In Waller. I thought it started in Waller.
I thought it started in Lake Jackson.
Maybe one of those, but he's an Aggie dude.
I'm pretty sure it started in Lake Jackson. I'm not very sure. Look, a lot of people saying that Houston barbecue is overrated. Some people are taking issue with you saying that NASA is overrated. I'm going to hit the Breakfast Club, Figgy.
NASA doesn't do as much anymore.
Good suggestion.
NASA doesn't, but that's my point. NASA doesn't, cut the budget.
We're throwing out random takes. We're going to go around the NFL in 10 minutes, but we're throwing out random takes because it's the slowest sports day of the year, according to some.
You're up next, right?
Yeah, can I go ahead and just say this?
No, you're saying it in 8 minutes.
No, I still got a different one for you, but this is just something. This is just okay. On the go.
Okay.
Space has never fascinated me.
How? Why not?
I don't know. I mean, I get that it's crazy, but let me put it this way. If you told me I could go to outer space for free, I wouldn't go.
Oh, I would.
Wouldn't.
I would.
I don't want to be flown in a rocket up there. I don't want, I would get too claustrophobic. I would not go. Would you go to space, Figgy?
Nah. Too scared, man.
See?
Nah.
Wouldn't do it.
Lake Jackson, a couple of people of Texas where Bucky started.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Oh, I thought you said, okay.
Yeah, LJ.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on? Turkey Leg Hut. That's what people are saying is pretty hot, too.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey Leg Hut.
I heard it's good. I want to go there.
I heard it's all right. They got a nice little menu there. Biggie's a big city wings dude, though.
Yeah, he loves.
I almost thought about going there.
I gave him a heads up on Big City Wings.
We should go.
I'm down.
It's legit, man.
Always down. I'm always down for that. Always down for some Twin Peaks brew, too.
Mm-hmm.
29 degrees. Figgy's on that now, too. Got him going. Yep. Got him going.
Mm-hmm.
What is the, Figgy, you got mad at your wife yesterday. If she's listening, sorry to throw you under the bus here, but what'd you get mad at your wife about yesterday?
One thing she do often is whenever she in the other room, she'll call me and I say, what? She say, oh, come here. And when I come there, she don't want anything. I just wanted to see your face.
She loves you.
Aww. We're too old for that.
Yeah, you are.
Wow.
What was the one you said? You gotta fess up too.
We'll do it at 120.
No, you gotta fess up.
120. We'll bring it
Can
up.
Can we get a tease?
713-572-4610. Don't talk me into it is the tease, okay? Don't talk me into it.
Okay.
We'll go through the things that your significant other does at 120 to make you the angriest. But we're gonna go around the NFL next. Two important questions are gonna be answered in around the NFL. Number one. Do you feel bad for someone if they get hurt running from bulls? And number two, Mike Vrabel says that he would give up his man part for a Super Bowl. What would it take for you to give up your man part? Around the NFL next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.